Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest in Hanover at the Domatex Germany show is Pete Doshe, the owner of U.S. Floors. Pete, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Good to see you.
So there's lots to talk about here. I've had to chase you all the way to Germany to talk about this new patent, this broader patent coverage that you've got. We'll get to that in just a second. But let's start with the fact that you're here at this show, and you're a first-time exhibitor, right?
Yeah, for the first time, U.S. Floors is showing in Domatex Hanover. It's a really exciting opportunity for us. We're coming to Europe with our CoreTec technology and our CoreTec products, and we believe there's a tremendous market and opportunity to do a similar type of expansion and a similar type of distribution that we've done in the United States.
Mm-hmm. And you've talked your brother into coming out of retirement, and he's going to be heading up this European focus for penetrating the market with CoreTec, right?
Yes, correct. I mean, who better to work with than your own brother? My brother has been in the flooring business for a long time, mainly operating in Eastern Europe, and did a fantastic job there. And he was focusing on some other personal opportunities. And I told him about 6 months ago, I said, Jan is his name, so why don't we partner together and do this jointly in Europe? And he jumped on the opportunity. He's an excited, sales-focused individual. And I could not think of a better partner than my brother.
Mm-hmm. You know, in last November, when we did our top 100 retailer story, we asked retailers what some of the fastest growing categories was. And bar none, CoreTec was the fastest growing category with the top 100 retailers. So this has been a tremendous upward curve for you, and you've got to be pleased with how this product's doing, right?
I'm very pleased with how the product is developing, Kemp. I mean, 2015 for us with CoreTec was a fantastic year. And like you said, I mean, the retail community has embraced the product. It's a product that basically solves solutions that other products might be trying to resolve. So yeah, the sales and the expansion of the product and the acceptance of the product in the market has been fantastic.
All right, so let's talk about this patent. You got a patent earlier in the year, and now you've gotten another patent. And this patent actually broadens your protection because there was some language in there that talked about wood dust. And so people could make a similar product that didn't have wood dust and feel like they were getting around it. But now the scope of that patent is broadened, and it no longer includes that language, right?
That's correct. I mean, when we got our first patent, you know, in that patent we had defined as well the composition of the core. And in that definition was wood and or bamboo dust being mentioned as part of the particles in the composition. I don't need to tell you, as soon as you mention something that can be circumvented, people will jump on it. And in the last couple of months, several companies, of course, have come to market with a similar looking type of product, taking wood and bamboo dust out of the core. We have, in our patent application, filed some continuations. And our second continuation was an application whereby we applied for a patent for a product, CoreTec product, with a plastic composite core, not mentioning anything but wood dust. So there's no indication or no mention of any type of dust, wood, bamboo dust in that composition. And last Tuesday, we actually got the patent granted on that second continuation, which makes our patent broader but much stronger than before.
Mm-hmm. Now, this WPC category, many people are calling this waterproof core. It's funny how people rename in acronyms, but it originally meant wood polymer composite, right?
That's correct. Because it came out of the outdoor decking type of industry. That's basically where it all originated, and there's a lot of wood particles in outdoor decking. But yes, I mean, because of the fact that a lot of product has been made recently without wood or bamboo dust, the W changed into waterproof. That's fine. I mean, the waterproof core, it works as well as wood polymer composites.
Mm-hmm. Now, while I'm here in Germany with you, another huge news story and potentially as big as this second patent that broadens your coverage is this new licensing agreement that you have with Unilin and Vilange. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, the patent that we received on our second continuation completely changed the landscape. With that, IP firms like Vilange and the IP division of Unilin really saw a tremendous value in this patent. And we've been talking to each other now for the last week, 10 days. We met in New York last week. We met extensively here yesterday and the day before. And I'm very excited and very pleased to say that we formed a partnership with Unilin and Valinge, and that US Force has given to both Unilin and Valinge the exclusive licensing opportunity to license our technology worldwide with their existing or new licensees that they can sign up. So for us, it truly validates what we've been doing, that our IP technology has been recognized, and the partnership with both Unilin and Valinge is a very strong message that we're sending to the market that this is to be taken serious. I've always said it. I welcome everyone that is focused on driving the value of this product upwards to join us, because I believe this is a category that can really develop into $1 billion sales volume opportunity. And I'm still there. I mean, companies that help us to grow the category in a serious, quality-focused way, we certainly want to talk to them and issue license. Mm-hmm.
There's two things I want to talk about. Well, I think one of your intentions is that LVT came out in Europe 30 years ago, and then laminate came along, and we watched laminate as people got in that business and started cutting the price and cheapening the product, and before long, it almost killed the category. And so I think your intention, your hope is that with a patent like this, sure, there can be multiple players in the business, but this keeps the thing from deteriorating both from a quality and pricing standpoint, right?
That has always been my intention, Kemp. I mean, you've interviewed me many times on this, and I said from the beginning that I don't need to have it all for myself. That's not the point, because, I mean, I cannot develop the market all by myself. So I really want a lot of other players to join us. But always with that focus on keeping the quality at the forefront, making sure that the product does not go the same route, like you explained just a minute ago, as laminate, that we've seen go from high to complete commodity type of item. We have an opportunity here once again to develop a complete new product category. And how often does that happen in an industry where you can come up with something entirely new? Let's now put our heads together. Let's now be wise. Let's not do anything crazy, and make sure that both on the quality and on the uniqueness and on the design, the product gets its full attention. So that has always been my intention from day one, and it still is right now. And with a Valinge Unilin as a partner in this opportunity here, I really believe that now we have the best alignment to make that happen.
All right, let's talk just one more second about that. I mean, obviously, when you say IP, that stands for intellectual property. There are intellectual property experts. They've had these click systems they've been protecting for some time now. So they're experts. They have a large number of lawyers on staff. And so this validates your position with this patent, and it frees you up to focus on your flooring business and allows them to focus on enforcing the patent, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, let's really make sure that you focus on the things that you're good at and that you know. We are entrepreneurs that love the flooring product. That's our focus. We want to continue to focus on that part. They are experts in IP technology, IP rights, enforcement, validation, auditing. They have a vast array of lawyers and auditing support in order to make sure that reporting is correctly. I spent in the last months so much time already on this from a legal point of view that I feel a little bit embarrassed that I'm not focusing on the business as much as I really should. Mm-hmm. And with that, now I can hand this over to them. They're the experts in that field. I will continue to drive my business and focus again on 100% on product and flooring and innovation.
One quick thing back to the show. This is a really large space you have here. So you not only are entering this market with a booth, but with a sizable booth that's right almost next door to Beaulieu International Group on Hall 6. And you've got a very good positioning here for your first time at the show. So are you happy with the traffic and happy with the type of conversations that are going on in the space?
Well, we are very young here in Europe, so we have hired a number of salespeople to help us with the expansion here. The traffic yesterday was great. I was very happy with what they have already brought to our booth in terms of connections and customers, of course. Yeah, we're happy with what we've done so far, but it's the early start. So, but the booth, all kudos to my brother and his team. They've done a fantastic job here. Very pleased with how we are entering the market. We have a collection of 24 SKUs here that we are presenting into Europe under the Cortec brand, Cortec label, with unique European marketing. You know, it's a whole European flair that has come to our U.S. Company as well. So I think it can only benefit both sides, both in the United States and in Europe, the fact that we can cooperate cross-market, come up with new ideas, how to bring product to the market. We can learn from each other. So very pleased and very excited about where we're going to go from here.
All right, Pete. Well, I guess I'll see you in just a few days in Las Vegas. It's great to see you here. Congratulations on all of these key decisions to your business. Again, been talking to Pete Doshay, the owner of U.S. Floors, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.